Thank you, Rowan. As we both undertake our roles as editor for the first time this month, I offer you my very best wishes. Track 2. Beware, Ben might drive you wild. Traveller and broadcaster Ben Fogle is in Norfolk and Suffolk this month, sharing inspiring stories of people living off-grid, plus tips on simplifying our own lives.
Traveller and broadcaster Ben Fogle is in Norfolk and Suffolk this month, sharing inspiring stories of people living off-grid, plus tips on simplifying our own lives. Ben Fogle shot to fame as the charismatic, kind and hard-working 20-something who swapped contemporary comforts to be cast away on a Scottish island in the millennium year. Millions watched on television back in 2000 as he laboured towards creating a new community on the Scottish island of Tarensay, building everything from shelters to friendships. It was the start of Ben's fascination with people living off-grid and launched a career which has taken him around the world, meeting other people living isolated and self-sufficient lives. This month, he brings his latest stage show, Ben Fogle, Wild, to Norfolk and Suffolk. They are both counties he knows well. In Suffolk, he has taken part in the crabbing championships at Walberswick and regularly visits friends there and in Lavenham. In Norfolk, he has holidayed on the Broads and at Holcombe, Brancaster and Wells next the sea. "My wife and I just love that North Norfolk coastline," said Ben, "and I've done lots of filming up here, including with the Household Cavalry horses." The simple act of saying yes to Tarensay started his television career. It sounded like an amazing opportunity to go and have a unique, money-can't-buy experience, said Ben. "How often do you get the chance to live on an island for a year and learn all the practical skills of being a castaway?" Since then, his televised adventures have included following in the footsteps of Captain Scott in Antarctica and accompanying Prince William and Prince Harry to Africa. He has climbed Mount Everest, rode the Atlantic, and presented programmes ranging from One Man and His Dog to The World's Most Dangerous Roads, and from Countryfile to Swimming with Crocodiles. From the wilderness of northern Sweden to the jungles of Honduras, and from the devastation of Chernobyl to the mountains of Nepal, he has explored extreme landscapes and, with his trademark curiosity and empathy, also explored the way people manage to survive in wild and isolated places. He is fascinated by the sacrifices people make to live off-grid, often leaving friends and even family. There are things that connect them all, like the fact they are non-conformists. They're willing to live an alternative life and have all found a contentment in their own lives, said Ben. "That's what I love, and that's what I'm hopefully going to translate into the stage show and leave people inspired, not necessarily to change their lives in the same way, to make some small changes." Ben, who lives in Oxfordshire with his wife and two children, insists you do not have to relocate to a deserted island to reap rewards. You can live a simpler life in a two-bedroom, semi-detached house. A lot of people think that you have to go and live in a cabin in the woods. But there are plenty of things that you can do in your day-to-day life, and that's what I'm trying to bring on to the stage and into my shows. I talk about why people chose to give up one life for another, how they chose the location, how we found them, what it was like being with them, and what's happened since. People always want to know whether they are still there. "I still straddle the two worlds. I live in a world where my children go to school, we go to restaurants, we like to go to the cinema and things. But for me, a flashy new car is not something I inspire to get. Sometimes the simpler you make your life, the more contentment you find. I think the importance of friends and family is often underestimated. That's something I have learned, especially spending so much time with people who have made that sacrifice. I see what they have lost in pursuit of their own personal goals and ambitions. Ben, who works with several wildlife and wilderness charities, acknowledges that his own career has come at the expense of a lot of air travel. It is something that I've struggled with over the years, but rather than dwell on the one thing I simply can't change, I can change the car I drive, I can change the food I eat, I can change the way I heat my house, I can change what I teach my children. And he is still always up for the next challenge. I don't have a bucket list I'm picking off, but if someone says, "Would you like to swim the English Channel?" and they're doing it, and I have a gap in my itinerary, then I would love to do it. I'd like to climb K2. Is there anything else that scares him? "I think the nature of adventure travel means that you are going to be out of your comfort zone," said Ben. "You are going to have extreme weather and environments. I've got myself into difficult situations on many occasions, whether it was when we capsized rowing across the Atlantic, or my oxygen bottle exploded on Everest, or I found myself on a crevasse field in Antarctica. But I think that comes with adventure travel, and as much as there have been those moments, they are usually outweighed by the magical, incredible times." This programme will appear on Ben Fogel Wild, which will be at King's Lynn Corn Exchange on May the 23rd, and Ipswich Corn Exchange on May the 24th.